Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody else that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You can also, and that's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, all the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, because you can actually go over there and you can send us a message. It takes a little bit to get here, and then once it gets here, then we'll respond back to you. So there you go. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we need to mention that the Ukraine is ramping up, whatever that means, their words, not mine, as more hackings has started to take place in the Ukraine. And apparently they knocked down the banking system yesterday. Somebody did. Is that correct?
Well, it wasn't yesterday. This happened a couple of days ago when they took down the Ministry of Defense and a couple of the other government infrastructure. They took down two major banks, too. But the interesting thing is, and it was again brought up yesterday by Lisa Monaco, which I have no use for, but well, that's a topic for another day, who works in the Biden administration, who previously worked in the Obama White House. They're saying that virtually every single person and every single company, regardless of size here in the United States, needs to be very vigilant when it comes to hacking. In fact, they went so far as to say you probably ought to be as prepared as you would for some kind of a hurricane or tornado warning, meaning that you need to have some basic things in your house in case they take down the banking system, that or you cannot go to a store and make a purchase because of debit card or credit card authorization system. So they put out quite the warning yesterday domestically. in the meantime, what are other countries other than the United States doing to help Ukraine, or what are they doing to force the Russians to pull back and stop all this nonsense? Therein lies, I guess, the bigger question. I don't think so. Are there Javelin missiles? Are there, have we done some reverse hacking? What are we doing?
Now, I watched Blinken yesterday giving his speech or whatever, his comments there at the United Nations, and directly behind him was the United Nations ambassador, and she was nodding off. She was falling asleep.
Yeah, he's worthless.
Yeah.
He's absolutely worthless.
Yep. And then of course. Okay, go ahead.
But the Russian ambassador was right there too, listening to all of this. Blinken was supposed to be at the Munich conference.
Yep.
With Kamala Harris, and he delayed his trip to speak at the UN Security Council.
Yep. Well, we'll see what the end result is there because, again, there's obviously some probing going on and whatnot. Now, let's change gears and let's go over to the Canadian police in Ottawa who arrested two of the key Freedom Convoy organizers, a man and a woman, and they're telling the drivers, you got to get out, or if you don't, we're going to tow your trucks and we're going to arrest you, and that's going to be the bottom line. And as they're saying that, there are a number of freedom convoys starting up in the United States that are going to be moving across with the eventual goal going to Washington, D.C.
Let's not forget that Trudeau has had several conversations with the Biden administration. So based on that, where they're feeding off of each other, being anti-freedom, I would argue, Canada... went through with their threat, and they started closing some of the bank accounts.
Yep.
And one particular truck driver, I only got part of it walking into the room, but they froze his bank account and seized his bank account. I don't know which it really was, but
yep. Mm-hmm.
He happened to be wanting to pay for feed for his horses and some of his livestock, and because they took with the measures they did against his bank account, he couldn't pay for the fee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, huh?
Way to go, Trudeau. And again, you know, we've been bringing a lot of the crazy stuff that's been going on from the various authorities that have been directing things at the Freedom Convoy, of course, starting with Justin Trudeau right there at the top. But there's somebody that's worse than him. It's the Ottawa City Councilor, Diane Deans. You heard about her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the chairwoman of the Police Services Board, and Deems claims that the protest was an insurrection, that the protesters are terrorists.
Yeah.
We've heard that before. All right, hold that thought.
Well, we have it here.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch, folks. Don't go anywhere. We shall return, and Jeff is going to take us to break. So, Jeff, it's your turn.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, or you can go to the Geico office, whichever you want to do. But if you go to the website, you can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can also, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV, they'll give you quotes for those too. And don't forget, where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile policy. That's where you'll save money. So check them out. Online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out and see if they can save you money, too, like they have me. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line. We've got Mel on the line, so let's find out what Mel would like to say. Mel, go ahead.
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hey.
I'm sure you're aware of the old cliche that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Sure.
that woman that you were just talking about up in Trudeau's bathroom.
Yeah, Diane Dean.
Dean. Well, it's found out that, her grandfather was a propagandist for Adolf Hitler's regime. So, I mean, and so what she... I guess it's in the blood, I would have to say, that this is how these people operate, you know, what he had his hand in with what Hitler did to the Jewish people in Germany. He's just, carrying on his legacy in Canada. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to comment on, and I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, the other thing is, of course, is that, and I'll finish what I didn't say, but she did say that she claimed the protest was an insurrection, that the protests were terrorists, and it's mostly rural Canadians behind it, but Americans also were seeking to overthrow Canada's democracy, and that's all being handled. And it was unhinged because they've been doing Zoom meetings on the subject, and there was no way to monitor it and this, that, and the other. All this nonsense. This is all the stuff they're doing.
Well, don't think it's not happening here.
Yeah.
The very same thing. I mean, look at hats to these Canadians. They're beginning to expose the swamp in Canada.
Yep.
The problem is that here in the United States we have a bigger swamp. So you know, if you look at the background of so many of the nominees and agency secretaries now in the Biden administration. Ours have is much nefarious, disgusting resumes as you can possibly imagine. So, yeah, it's happening here too, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, before we go to the caller, we have another caller on the line here. I want to mention that there was another new poll that came out yesterday. 66% of American voters believe the United States is going in the wrong direction, which totally destroys anything about Biden and his future.
Won't the speech that he gives on the State of the Union be pretty fascinating?
Yeah.
And I really would not watch, but I'm going to watch this one because we need to see which direction he's really going to go. He's been told that he better not count his successes because his successes are not deemed successful.
No.
And will gasoline be in the range of $7 a gallon by then because of all things Russia and Ukraine? This will be pretty fascinating.
All right, well, let's find out who's on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Real quick, two quick things. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick things. Number one, regarding Canada and the labeling of, you know, insurrectionists, attacks on democracy, et cetera. We've all heard that before, coming from January 6th. And my suggestion is people should reacquaint themselves with the Patriot Act, because many of these things are triggered when allies, you know, when there's funding of quote-unquote terrorist organizations. So that triggers a whole bunch of switches within the federal government to start tracking and monitoring and surveilling all those sorts of transactions. And people could be picked up in a dragnet of sorts quote-unquote trumped-up charges, and, you know, not to be punny or anything. And number two, regarding the Ukraine situation you guys were talking about, they can find out exactly the trajectory and plot of these alleged artillery and mortar shots that are being done through something called a counter-battery radar system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Ukraine's received three, according to what you can find on the Internet, the Ukraine has received three different shipments of these modern radars that can, within a millisecond, find out where the shot came from. They received them in 2015, 2019, and last summer, early last summer, April, May timeframe, late spring, last summer. They can find this out. That's number one. So if it's real, release the plot trajectory and date time group of this. This Civil War has been going on, what, 7-8 years. It was funded by the Obama administration, and who was the Secretary of State at that time, if I'm not mistaken, was John Kerry.
Right.
Okay, so he's been over there a million times, right? You know, surreptitiously. Now, the next thing is regarding the Ukraine. What's been released now? Oh, some whack job decided to take a pot shot somewhere and just so happens to hit a school and injure three teachers. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm highly suspicious.
Yeah, I saw the hole in the building.
Okay, so you saw a hole in the building. When was that? When was that image taken? When was that shot? When did that shot impact? What's the date time group of this incident? Because I'm telling you, this is my opinion now. It reminds me of what went on in Syria, where he's going to use chemicals. If he uses chemicals, the whole world's going to come down on the Syrian regime. And what happened? Oh, he used chemical weapons. Do you see what I'm getting at? This is too coincidental for it not to be planned or staged, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
because for whatever reason, people have, how should I say, I'll be polite, I've almost said something, people are really turned on by this going to war type stuff right now, particularly in Ukraine, when the domestic policy is completely falling apart. That's my two cents,
all
and
right.
I thank you for letting me vent and simplify.
Thank you. And by the way, that happens to be something that we call money, big time money. It can be made on these wars, right? When they get something going.
Well, look, I mean, we cannot deny that there have been hostilities, but they call Russian-backed separatists. Mm-hmm. I call them Soviet loyalists. But you cannot deny that what's been going on since 2014 and the violation of the ceasefire and Russia is. Furthermore, you've got the Minsk One agreement, you've got the Minsk Two agreement in violation. So, this whole thing, you know, Russia's scared of Ukraine, and that's why they don't want Ukraine in NATO. Not that Ukraine deserves to be in NATO or not deserves to be in NATO, but why in the world would you be afraid of Ukraine? Why was Russia years ago afraid of Georgia when they, you know, invaded Georgia? Why is Russia partnering with Belarus or Moldova, for crying out loud?
Well, it is what it is, and to be continued. Now, Kevin McCarthy yesterday backed the challenger to Liz Cheney in Wyoming, Hageman, in a different switch of things for an incumbent. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but Cheney's in all kinds of trouble.
Well, it also depends, too, really just what those voters think there. So it comes down to that. And who's funding Liz Cheney's campaign?
Yeah.
Is the Democrats funding her campaign?
And let's not forget that the media now is waging a war, a public information war, which is not accurate. The San Francisco school board members that were voted out, one of them yesterday chimed in and complained, it was white supremacists that were in the recall vote. The white supremacists voted me out. Well, we did a little check-in to see if we could find out how the race made of the people that voted, and they were predominantly black or Latino.
Actually, they're predominantly Asian.
Yeah, that's true. That too. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. And in the meantime, I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information. recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops, even today. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in the studio yesterday, and thank you very much for the people that chimed in and participated. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa at Tampa Bay, on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're on the southwest side of Tampa Bay, so they're right across the bay from me. And the second one is located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, either way, you have two campuses that you can go to, and they will train you in becoming a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, all you got to do is call them up and ask to take a tour of their facility. Best way to do it, here's the number to call them at, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 859-2080. Give them a call, set up an appointment, and you'll find out what's going on and see it firsthand. Then while you're there, there will be representatives that will help you with the financing. If you're a veteran, they'll help you get your GI benefits moving along, or they'll let you know how much of your GI benefit that you have left, because you may have used some of it already for something. And, of course, civilians, you'll be able to have your student loan application filled out, and away you go. Now, the other thing is, make no mistake about it, the National Aviation Academy, who's been in business for 75 years, their job is to turn out the best of the best. And that's exactly what they do. So, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, a specialized U.S. Army unit has been helping Russia's neighbors train against this large-scale attack that may be coming from Russia. Now, in tiny Latvia, which has a single-action army brigade, if it ever came under attack by Russian forces, its task would be to keep them on their heels while staying alive long enough for the Allies to send reinforcements. That's according to what the brigade commander said in that tiny country of Latvia. Also, we can confirm now that over the course of last weekend, three U.S. Navy P-8A aircraft experienced unprofessional intercepts by Russian aircraft. So says Navy Captain Mike Katva, Director of the Defense Press Operations. The Russian jets endangered the U.S. surveillance planes in a close call over the Mediterranean. And this is something that the Russians are famous for. We shouldn't be surprised. But in the meantime, there will be more. Mark my words, there will be more. Because Russia's really good at doing this stuff. Now, the U.S. has warned Americans abroad they cannot count on United States forces to rescue them. If you're in Ukraine or Ethiopia, Biden officials have made it clear that the 2021 Kabul aircraft was a unique operation that will not be repeated. So you're on your own. Also, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said his counterparts also plan to weigh the possibility of stationing troops longer term in southeastern Europe, possibly starting later this year. NATO, of course, is going to be bolstering their troop presence all across Eastern Europe. And the naval presence right now in the Mediterranean and the Black Sea is at the highest level seen since the beginnings of the Cold War. Warships are transiting the Mediterranean Sea and nearby waters in numbers rarely seen in recent decades, adding another dimension to the ongoing tensions between NATO and Russia over Moscow's military buildup along the Ukraine's borders. We'll see more, too, as the United States Air Force has sent F-35s, B-52s, F-15s, to Europe as the NATO mission ministers are opting out for more deterrence to keep the Soviets on their toes. And nobody knows what's going to happen, but we do know this. Russia is likely to launch a limited military attack against the Ukraine. So says Estonia and their intelligence department. They're saying Russia's continuing to move troops to the Ukrainian border and will likely launch a limited military attack against the country. That coming from the Eastern Foreign Intelligence Service. They said that yesterday. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what we do about it. One thing about it, it won't be boring. And the Russians are weighing their options very, very, very carefully right now because they don't want to start something they can't finish. They really don't. Now, to conclude things here, the Defense Department has announced plans to prevent private development around military installations in Florida, Texas, and Indiana, in a move that officials say will both protect the environment and prevent interference with military operations. Because if you've been around a military base lately, in the last 4 to 6 years, there's a lot of commerce that's going up outside the gates, which is keeping a lot of people busy watching what's going on, because that, of course, is a big-time security risk, depending on what base you're talking about. And let's see who's chiming in here. Oh, good morning, Major Mac. And you're welcome, Eric, anytime. And then we have one more thing here. Who is this? Okay. All right. We've got Stan again. Stan is out there in Denver chiming in. He's reminding me that there's no snow tonight. The snow is already gone. But he's asking me about going up into Nebraska. And what's he going to run into? Well, you're going to run into cold weather. You're going to run into snow eventually somewhere up there. And it's very windy tonight in sections up there. So that's about all you got to worry about. All right. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on Wall Street coming right up and right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is proudly brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension. It also comes with a 345-horsepower motor, and it's got some amazing creature comforts, including the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and the heated seats to boot. And, boy, is that fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, and church pastors, too, all located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership, the Moss Nissan dealership. And by the way, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, it's only a 30-minute drive out of St. Pete to Moss Acura, and about 20 minutes out of Tampa, downtown Tampa, to Moss Acura. So check them out, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I'll tell you, we have got a lot of stuff that's going on here today. It's not just about the Ukraine and Russia and this, that, and the other. We got the truckers' convoy and all that is coming about. My goodness. And then we've got people like the Federal Reserve Chairman who came out and talked about this outfit called, what is it, Credit Suisse? How do you say that?
Credit Suisse First Boston? Well, it used to be First Boston. Now it's just Credit Suisse.
Okay. Well, he said that the chairman, a strategist from the Credit Suisse group named Zoltan Pozsar, said the Fed must crash stocks, homes, and crypto to fight inflation and start all over again.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. The best way, in my opinion, to fight inflation is to, you know, just cut back on spending, government spending, and get our fiscal house in order. The Fed is very limited in regards to what it can do. If it goes ahead, it raises rates to a, you know, a parabolic Paul Volcker type of way. Our government's not going to be able to afford to pay the interest on all of the debt that we have, because again, a lot of our debt is in short-term instruments that has to be rolled over. It would completely be budget blowing. We get a completely different scenario today than we did back in the early late 70s, early 1980s when it comes to government debt. So that's the first thing that we really need to conquer is we really got to get spending under control. That would be great for the dollar. It would help in regards to our fiscal sanity. But again, you don't have much push from either party when it comes to this. And again, I don't trust government. You know, Manchin was talking about coming back and raising taxes to help deal with our deficits and our debt. But, you know, traditionally, you know, you send more money to Washington, D.C., it's just spent.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got record tax revenues that are already going into the government. So I think that the cuts need to be done first before anything else.
Well, they're talking about getting rid of the federal gas tax until the end of the budget fiscal year, which I believe is the end of September. That's 18.4 cents per gallon because the price of gasoline is so high, and they won't do what they need to do to get the price down, and that is to drill, baby, drill, and open up the Keystone XL pipeline again. They won't do it, and as a result, we're all going to be paying through the nose the rest of the year, and maybe even longer.
Yeah, I think that gas tax thing is not going to happen because everybody knows it's just a gimmick. It really is. It's stupid. It's not going to change things much. And probably what will happen is that, they lower it and that comes down by 18 cents. Sometimes the producers might, you know, especially foreign producers, might produce a little bit less and then drive the prices back up so they can make more money. It really is. Doesn't make any sense. Stupid. We were energy independent. Yep. You have to, in essence, release all of the shale drillers from this regulatory jail that you've put them in, and that's the solution right there. You know, why not go back to the way things were before? But they don't want that. The higher energy prices, they're talking about eliminating the gas tax as a gimmick, or, you know, when Biden says he's going to release oil from the strategic reserve. It's not going to do anything because they don't want it to. This is by design.
Yeah.
They want gasoline prices. They want energy prices to go up. That's what they've wanted. That's what they've wanted for now going on almost a couple decades.
Yep. Well, you know, Ukraine tensions definitely are sending our U.S. stocks and bond yields sharply lower, but it's also lowered the price of oil, although I don't think we'll see much of anything at the pump because it hasn't gone down that much.
No, I don't think you'll see much right now. It's going to take some time, and the trends are definitely to the upside. The only thing that might relieve oil prices to some degree is there was some word late yesterday that some deal was being struck with Iran and to get their oil back online. That was the only thing that I heard late yesterday.
Yeah, and by the way, California, their average price out there of a gallon of regular gas is $4.72 a gallon.
Again, this is by design. This is what they want.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's mention something here, talk about the weekly U.S. job claims. They rose for the first time in a month.
Yes. There's more people on the job jobless list. Maybe this might mean also as well people trying to get back into the workforce, which might be a good thing. Hopefully that's the reason why that's the case. There's plenty of job openings around the country, and we need to get more people back to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, we understand that 2021 was a banner year for stocks, boosted the average 401k balance by $130,700. This is according to them. I didn't know that it did that well. I didn't think 2021 was that great of a year.
No, it was a very good year for stocks. But again, you know, you can't look at things over a, you know, 6 month year period of time. I'm always looking at things 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. It's too short. This is why, you see the markets right now, a major sell off, yesterday in the markets. It doesn't spook me. I mean, I expect with all the uncertainty. Markets don't like uncertainty. So, we've got a lot of uncertainty when it comes to Russia and the Ukraine, especially with our American media and the way that they keep pushing this war narrative out there. So it's natural that things are going to come down. But, great that we had a great year in 2021. But you know where the real money is made? Is when stocks come down. And when stocks come down, that's when the real money is made, because then you're getting in at a lower level.
Yep.
And you can do really well. And that's what people need to understand. And this is why you need to dollar cost average and invest every single month on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ford and a battery maker are putting together a plant in Tennessee for batteries, and they're facing a job requirement right now of some regulations that weren't there before. I don't know what's going to happen there, if that's going to screw the things up, but this is definitely to help Ford with their electric vehicles. It's this battery they were going to make there in Tennessee.
I don't know what the restrictions are. I would assume because they may be getting some sort of subsidy from the government, and Biden has demanded. And it's pretty sad as well, because it's just you're picking and choosing that it has to be union workers. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Because they're a right to work state.
Yeah. And again, but if you want to get certain subsidies that Biden is promising, electric vehicles, yet they have to be made with union workers, which again makes these things a lot more expensive. And many automakers, they don't want to go that route.
Huh. Okay, well, finally, the Biden infrastructure plan that he's got, he's trying to get passed, gives $1 billion for the Great Lakes cleanup.
I'm not familiar with that. I don't know what they're cleaning up and everything like that. I don't know who's getting those contracts. But those things are so filled with pork all the time, these various different bills, you don't know what to do with them.
You bet. You bet. All right, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Don't go north, you'll be in the ice. All right. Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check him out. You'll hear his show this weekend on many of these same stations. And I'll be right back with more right
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.